This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Nicholas M. Sines Jr. Date of birth, May 24, 1962. Case ID number is 5909916. Date of exam, July 28, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 3/30/23. And medical records from Humpel Physical Therapy dated 4/28/23. And medical records from a South Texas Dermatology and Coastal Bend area dated 1/20/22. Identifying information, this is a 61-year-old married male with two grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of osteoarthritis / hip pain / knee pain / gout, comma, lumbar sacral back pain, comma, hypertension, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, and anxiety. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment day was in 2022, where he worked as a mechanic for 45 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, him and his wife live in a mobile home, and his wife is working to help support them. He is presently not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, osteoarthritis / hip pain / knee pain / gout. Number two, lumbar sacral back pain. Number three, hypertension. Number four, diabetes mellitus. And number five, anxiety. History of allegations, number one, osteoarthritis / hip pain / knee pain / gout. The claimant states that in 1995, he started to develop hip pain and knee pain. He was diagnosed with gout and osteoarthritis. X-rays were taken, which revealed that he did have some arthritis, but he denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for his condition. The claimant was told that he was morbidly obese, weighing approximately 400 pounds, and that he needed to lose weight. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually felt in the evening. His limitations include being able to walk 1.5 blocks, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb 3 steps, comma, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 30 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices he uses at this time, and his physician is Dr. Hotham Jiffy, MD. He is presently on Tramadol - acetaminophen 325 milligrams PRN for pain, which does give him relief. He states the only other physical activity he does is mow the grass with the machine. Allegation number two, lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant states that in 2010 he started to develop pain in his lumbar sacral back area. He states the character of the pain was an aching pain located in the lumbar sacral back area, which would radiate down both legs and especially in the hip area. He was diagnosed with degenerative joint disease of both hip areas. His limitations include being able to walk 1.5 blocks, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, sit for 3 hours, comma, lift approximately 30 pounds above his head and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices he uses. His daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and mowing the grass. His physician is Dr. Jiffy, J-I-F-I. He denies seeing a chiropractor, but did receive at one time 2 weeks of physical therapy for his back. He is presently on tramadol and 325 milligrams of acetaminophen. PRN is needed for pain. He was diagnosed with degenerative disc disease, especially from L3 to S1, moderate right and left S1 radiculopathy and degenerative joint disease, gout and osteoarthritis, along with degenerative joint disease of both hips. The claimant is morbidly obese, which puts a great strain on his body at this time. Allegation number three, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2003, he was having frontal headaches and blurred vision. He denies any chest pain or shortness of breath. He also denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 162 over 97 mmHg, which is high. He is presently taking Losartan, 100 milligrams QD, which does not appear to be controlling him at an adequate level of blood pressure reading. Number four, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2003, he was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, but and a weight loss of 30 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, comma, nephropathy, comma, or cardiovascular disease. He does have diabetic polyneuropathy of his feet. He checks his blood glucose every other day and states that the last reading was 93 mg/dL. His blood glucose levels have been from 66 mg/dL to 400 mg/dL. His last recorded hemoglobin A1C was 8.5. However, he states a recent hemoglobin A1C has been performed and his level is now 5.5. which is very well controlled. He is presently on Rybelsus, 7 milligrams QD, glipizide, 10 milligrams QD, metformin, 500 milligrams QD, and pioglitazone, 30 milligrams QD. Allegation number five, anxiety. The claimant states that in 2013, he has had, because of having multiple financial difficulties and his wife being sick, he started to become very anxious about their financial situation. He states he has difficulty concentrating, comma, focusing, comma, being motivated, comma, sleeping, comma, and being somewhat content in his life. He states that when he gets nervous, he would increase his intake of food, and the claimant is presently over 400 pounds at this time. He is presently on Citalopram, 10 milligrams QD, which does appear to calm him down. He's worried about all the different problems he has in his family, but states that the medication does help him. Family history. His father died in a motor vehicle accident in his 30s. His mother is 92 and has dementia, but is in fairly good health. Medications, allopurinol, 300 milligrams QD, Rybelsus, 7 milligrams QD, glipizide, 10 milligrams QD, metformin, 500 milligrams QD, losartan, 100 milligrams QD, citalopram, 10 milligrams QD, pioglitazone, 30 milligrams QD, tramadol, slash acetaminophen, 325 milligrams PRN is needed. Medical problems, hypertension, coma, sleep apnea with the use of a CPAP machine, coma, hypercholesterolemia, coma, gout, coma, right inguinal hernia, coma, bilateral hip pain, coma, lumbar sacral back pain with mild radiculopathy to both legs, coma, anxiety, coma, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, coma, major surgeries, removal of a melanoma on his right-sided cheek in 2016, and infection of the cecum of his intestine in 2019. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, coma, cocaine, coma, crack, coma, heroin, coma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, coma, HIV, coma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 400 pounds, height 5 feet 6 and a fourth inches tall, BP 162 over 97 mmHg, heart rate 67 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI above 65. General, this is a 61-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild discomfort, secondary to being morbidly obese. He appears to also to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. Could you drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, and non-distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation, secondary to the claimant be morbidly obese and above 400 pounds. Extremities. The claimant does have some clubbing and cyanosis on both lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, but some pedal edema was noted. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. Could you please drop down to... cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady, but symmetric, secondary to being morbidly obese. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. He was not able to perform a heel-to-shin exam because of his morbid obesity, but the claimant's Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms, but did have some tenderness of the lower extremities. There was also joint swelling, erythema, effusion, but no deformity noted, secondary to his morbid obesity. There is no more range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is no more range of motion of the motor and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees, although he was only able to flex at 120 degrees, secondary to morbid obesity. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own, secondary to morbid obesity. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table with some difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires no assistive devices at this time. Could you drop down to after neurological? X-ray of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly to moderate restricted, secondary to morbid obesity. He's able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields, but does have some minor limitations in his visual acuity, which has not been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to morbid obesity and bilateral hip pain. Probable diagnosis is osteoarthritis/hip pain/knee pain/gout. Dash confirmed with medical records and physical examination. However, the claimant appears to be suffering more from morbid obesity. Number two, lumbar sacral back pain, dash lumbargo, normal physical exam. Number three, hypertension, dash being treated. Blood pressure was 162/97 mmHg, which is high. Number four, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, being treated at this time and is very well controlled with a hemoglobin A1C of 5.5%. Number five, anxiety, dash, being treated at this time, appears to be responding well to the medication. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Nicholas M. Sines, Jr.